25. And time for the week in theater. What's going on stage in Chicago this week? Really fascinating. I'm always a little bit fascinated by one person shows. I can't think of anything that must be more difficult to do when you don't have other actors to bounce off of and the things to go with. So I'm always a fan of the one-person show. And one just opened in Chicago this past week at the Greenhouse Theater Center on North Lincoln Avenue that is simply called Rose. And it is a story about the Kennedy family matriarch, Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy. Arguably one of the most fascinating and interesting characters of the past 100 years. And it's all brought to life by Linda Ryder, who is the star of the show. Welcome. Nice to have you here with us, Linda.
Thank you, Dean. It's good to be here.
So how did you get involved with this show? You've got some amazing people behind the show, written by Lawrence Lehmer and directed by Steve Scott from the Goodman. This is such a great idea waiting to happen.
I was just very fortunate. I've worked with Steve before, and I did a one-woman show before. And like you said, they're not easy. They're different. And it was, I think, probably advantageous that I had done one. And Steve gave me a call, and we discussed it. He gave me the script, and I was very interested. And we discussed it and read it, and I got the part, and yeah. I was thrilled.
So what are the challenges of doing this show?
A lot of lines.
It's exhausting.
Oh, my. Yeah. And like you said, there's nobody else out there to help you out if you, forget lines or whatever. But and it's a challenge, but it's also very exciting because you get to tell a story all yourself. Just tell a story and get it out there and keep it interesting. So it's very challenging for an actor, and I do enjoy it, although it's a workout.
Yeah, you know? I can only imagine. And such a fascinating character as Rose Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that.
I didn't really, unfortunately, have time to read up on her before this. By the time I got the part, I just had to kind of
start learning
lines. Yeah. Yes, but I grew up in the 50s and 60s. I was a kid, and I remember a lot of these events. And it's a fascinating family, so I was very interested in it. I mean, Rose, I didn't know a lot about. She's always kind of in the background in the videos you see of the big events. But yeah. She is, I've learned from the script, very, very fascinating, strong woman. Her strength is very different from what we would call a strong woman today, I think.
Right.
But she does have a great amount of strength to get through all she got through.
Yeah, given the context and the era in which she grew up and, her raising her family, the... Mm-hmm. Unbelievable tragedy that this
right.
woman had to endure,
right.
Losing so many of her children. Just the difficulty that she went through. Is that sort of what we capture in this
very much
production?
So. Right. Uh-huh. Very much so.
Yeah,
it's during the time of Chappaquiddick when the play takes place, and she's kind of she's going through a lot right now because that just happened, and with Teddy, and he has gone off sailing the day before is kind of the premise, and he didn't come back that night. Last night, so she's very worried because he's in a lot of distress right now, and she doesn't know, is he going to do something crazy? She doesn't know, so she's very worried, and she's giving a story of her for her autobiography to be written, so she's kind of trying to keep her composure and talk to this man who's going to be writing her autobiography while she's very worried about Teddy. So it kind of bounces back and forth from what's going on right then to her past, and she does go through pretty much from the time she was a girl graduating high school, meeting Joe, to today, which is Chappaquiddick, 1969.
Yeah.
So she covers briefly a lot, and it's fascinating, her relationships with her children and her daughters-in-law and everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating life that she led, but I would think there's a certain romanticism, isn't there, about the Kennedy family.
I mean, right.
For a lot of people, we always said that the Kennedys were our royal family.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because you know, of the wealth and everything that they went through and everything, you know, being so public, the tragedy that they went through, all of America went through those things. So I would think that that would add to the interest and the intrigue of this woman. It certainly is for me. I've always found her such a fascinating individual. And she always, I always viewed her as a very strong woman, certainly, personally, for what she had to endure with all the tragedy in that family. But I always imagined her as well as being the silent iron fist behind that family as well. Do you think that might be correct?
Yeah, I definitely do. You know, she did what she had to do and what she was told to do by her husband. And I think in this play it comes out a little bit like she starts questioning how much should she have done that, or should she have fought back a little more and, you know, with her husband and given him her own opinions and how things might have been different. But she didn't. She pretty much carried on the way he wanted it. And it was important to him to, it's in the script that, you know, he grew up third generation Irish American. They were looked down upon with the wealthy Protestants, and it was very important to him to beat them. And he pushed his sons, he drove his sons to, you know, into politics and all that, so that they would rise above these wealthy Protestants and beat them. It was so important to him. So they kind of lived their life like that, which is a bit, it's cruel in a way, dysfunctional in a way, I suppose, but look what happened. So, you know, it's inspirational as well as it is kind of disturbing that they did all this, you know.
Right, and yet part of the American fabric. I mean, so much a part of American history, and not exactly pop culture, but you know, part of American celebrity culture anyway.
Right.
The Kennedys were certainly part of that, as was Rose. You're nice enough to have chosen a couple of passages for us, just so we get a little sampling of this. The show is simply called Rose, and as I'd mentioned, it is at the Greenhouse Theater Center. That's on North Lincoln Avenue. It's playing until September the 27th. I'll tell you how you can get tickets and so forth, all of that, in just a moment. But for now, with a little bit of the show, here is the star of this one-woman show, Rose, Linda Ryder.
Oh, my. Here's a picture of Joe. He had the most wonderful red hair, an athlete's body, and a boldness of word and spirit unlike anyone I had ever known. I met Joe the summer I was 16 at the ice cream shop on the boardwalk in Old Orchard Beach in Maine. I don't mind telling you, I really don't. He was looking at my legs. I didn't have breasts. Well, of course I had them, but properly, nothing in profusion. But my legs, that's what did it. I was so taken by Joe, I can't tell you. He had this wonderful sense of humor. He made fun of me. He talked endlessly. He was like no one I had ever met. I felt that with Joe there was nowhere I could not go, no world I could not explore. He was a student at Boston Latin School. That fall he invited me to his first school dance. I had never been to a dance. My father said no, I was too young. I had been taught the only man you ever kiss is the man you're going to marry. And though I knew I would marry Joe, I still had not kissed him. From almost the day I met him, I wanted to marry Joe. But that was not all I wanted. I wanted to be a woman of the new century. I read the women's pages in the papers. I saw the kinds of things women were doing, going out in the world, parading for women's suffrage, working in settlement houses. It was all so exciting. And to become part of that, I needed a strong education, and one of the best places to get it was Wellesley College. On the day before my father was to take me there, he told me I could not go. Bishop O'Connell told him the most prominent Catholic politician in the state could not send his eldest daughter to a Protestant women's college. What could I do? He was my father. My father didn't like Joe. I think that's one of the reasons he sent me for a year to Sacred Heart Convent School in Holland. The most important thing I learned there was faith. I learned from the scriptural lessons and the daily mass, but I learned most of all from the piety and devotion of the sisters. Like theirs, my faith is a discipline, a path from which I never wander. When I returned from Europe, Joe was waiting for me, as true as he had been when I sailed away. Joe did not share my profound faith. Joe was obsessed with the wealthy Protestants he met at Harvard, and he tried to be like them. And so did I suppose. They mocked the Irish as a race of drunks. We never touched liquor. They said the Irish were loud mouths. We rarely displayed emotion. They condemned even the Irishness in our voices. We taught ourselves to speak the way they did. But however hard we tried to be like them, they did not accept us. That made Joe angry. One day when we were walking on Boston Common, he told me he would best them. There was something exciting about Joe's anger. I wanted to touch him and be part of the great power within him.
Wow, I don't want it to stop. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Go see the show that's called Rose. It's at the Greenhouse Theater Center at 2257 North Lincoln through September 25th. You can get tickets by calling 773-404-7336 or by visiting greenhousetheater.org. Thank you so much for the little preview and the chat. Such an interesting character, such a great subject for a one-woman show. Linda Ryder is the star of Rose. Have a great
Thank
Sunday.
You.